Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi Daf Aleph. We start a new world, a semi-new world. I shouldn't say a new world. A new world would be a different holiday. That's Pesachim. Beis Hashem in a couple of months. But the Erevin is obviously connected to Shabbos, but it is really a new world, as we see from the Masechta. Remember the Zohar, I usually quote it Baal Peh, but today I'll quote it from someone who says it inside. The Aruch Laner, the Hakdama of the Aruch Laner to Meseches Nida. The Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, one of the greats from the 1800s, wrote on a number of Masechtas. So in Hakdama to Nida, in the footnote, he quotes the Raya Mehemna, which is one of the sections of the Zohar, who says that in the pasuk in Zechariah, Mashiach is described as Ani v'rochev al hachamor. Ani, poor, and riding on a donkey. So the Zohar says, Ani could be an abbreviation of Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. And that somehow connects that when Klal Yisrael are Osek in these Masechtas, which aren't the easiest Masechtas, Erevin, Nida, Yevamos, that's a simen, and hopefully will bring Mashiach. My father, Olav HaShalom, used to say, I know he loved Nida, all the medical stuff. He's like, I don't know why Nida's on that list. But for all of us, regulars, sometimes those Masechtas have some challenging pieces. So he says there, Iyu Taman, Erevin Nida Yevamos, Vishar Masnisan Bichlau. So if you look at the language of the Zohar, it sounds like it's even those Masechtas, not Dafka, right? Vishar Masnisan Bichlau, Velo Iskiri Taman Melech, Adarachiv Basusya Dilei Knesset Yisrael. Until Klal Yisrael jumps on the horse of Erevin Nida Yevamos, right? Meaning all inclusive, even those, so then Mashiach's not going to come. So Be'ez Hashem, our learning should be a schus to Mizaka the Rabbim, all of us with Geula. So we know the Masechta Shabbos started off with Hotza'ah, as we discussed at length in the previous Masechta, the first daf in Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos discusses why Hotza'ah is first, and now we continue with issues of Hotza'ah, Daraisa, and much about Hotza'ah and issues of Hotza'ah until Tiltul D'Rabbanan. We know Midaraisa is only going from if one carries from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, or if one carries within Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos, that's the Isser Daraisa. And we spoke in the previous Masechta, what about throwing, what about walking, all the different permutations. This Masechta is mostly about Dinim D'Rabbanan. And that is that we know there were four Rishuyos. We discussed about this in there are brises throughout Shabbos, and Erevin in the Bavli Davav. We know there are Dalad Rishuyos of Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch. Right, we need the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalad for this Masechta. Four Rishuyos of Shabbos. What are they? So the Shulchan Aruch has them as well in the beginning of Hilchos Erevin Shin Mem Hei. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis U'makom Ptur. Those are the four Rishuyos that we have on Shabbos. This is just, again, a couple of minutes by way of introduction to the Masechta. Public, private, Karmelis, which is a middle Karmelis, right? The Ramah quotes, Pirish, what is the word Karmelis? Rach Mal, Lolach V'lo Yavesh. It's somewhere in the middle. It's not totally moist. It's not totally dry. Stalks, Ela Benoni. Hachanami lo rishus hayachid, or does not rishus hayachid, and it's not rishus rabim, as we'll get to. So what's the definition? What's the definition? These are yesodos, ABCs of Erevin. What's the definition of rishus rabim, rishus hayachid? So rishus hayachid is an area that is at least 4x4 amos. It has to be an area of a 4x4 amos, and according to most Rishonim, surrounded by three walls. Surrounded by three walls, even if it's totally open on the fourth side, that is a rishus hayachid daraisa. According to most we showed him. The Rambam argues, right? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Ezehu Rishus HaYachid, Makam HaMukaf Mechitzos, Gavos Asar Tvachim, right? A Mechitz is defined by a 10 Tefach high, wall. V'yesh Bo Arba, I'm sorry, what did I say? Amos, I've been Tvachim. V'yesh Bo Arba Tvachim, Al Arba Tvachim Oyoser. It has an area of 4x4 Tvachim. That's the area. Or V'chechritz, the walls could be the ditches, doesn't have to be a height off the ground. If you have a ditch that's 4x4 tvachim wide, right, the area, and 10 tvachim tall, so that also is a rishus hayachid, right? So that is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, surrounded by walls. But how many walls? So as I said, most assume three. The Rambam says four. The Rambam says you need something on the fourth side, something minimal, to make it a Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaYachad HaRaisa. The Rambam says it a few times, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudalad. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, the Rambam says, what is Rishus HaYachid? Let's skip down. V'chein, V'ez Rishus HaYachid, Tel Shekavu Asar HaTvachim, Barachav Arba HaTvachim, Alo HaTvachim. You have a mound in the street that is 10 Tvachim tall, and we'll learn about that, that the is ki'ilu, the sides of the tail of the mound shoots up, ki'ilu, symbolic walls. V'rachav arba tachal arba tachim. Oh, yes, okay. V'chei chritz. V'chein, makom shehu mukaf arba mechitzus. Govon asar b'neim arba, oh, yes, sir. Alkein, v'chulu, and he continues. So you see the Rambam, that's four. You need four. Or even if you have three and a lechi and a post on the fourth wall. I mean, you have something minimal on the fourth wall that is required for the Rambam. That's the Rambam, and against all the other Rishonim, and this is discussed at length. If you look in the Bir Halacha in Shin Samach Gimel, which is really about the Ar Mishnah, as we'll get to, he talks about this machlokas. But the Shulchan Aruch there says, Makom sheish lo shalosh mechitzos, asra chacham letalta sheyasa bo shim tikin berviyas. As we'll see in the first Mishnah, if it's surrounded by three walls, it's Rishus HaYachid HaRaisa, according to most. We still have to do something on the fourth wall. Not for the Daraisa reasons, but for the Darabanan reasons. And that's what the Bir Halacha says. Ule inyan I mikri Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah, yish plugta bazeh ben Rishonim. L'das HaRambam. Lo mikri rishus yachav ben atorah ela ba'arba mechitzas, or al kapanim, b'shalosh mechitzas shlemos, v'lechi b'kos lo revi, d'chash mechitza, v'chei muchach das rabbeinu, chananel, b'pirush od avyud beiz, in Erevin, achein lo das rova poskim, rashi, tosfos, rivet, rush, rashba, ritva, b'shlosha mechitzos, o b'shtei mechitzas v'lechi. Not three and a little, which the Rama means, even three, or two and a little, rishus yachav, gamarhu min atorah. And then he talks about how the walls are situated. Okay, that is Rishus HaYachid. And Rishus HaYachid also is Ola Ava Shamayim. The Rishus goes all the way up, even higher than 10 Tvachim. That's called a Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, definition, 16 Amas wide. Tez Zayin Amas wide, so it's got to be pretty wide to be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. No walls, or at least less than the number of walls that we just mentioned. Right, let's say if you have two walls and then they have a going straight through, that's also Rishus HaRabim, 16 amos wide, no roof. Then the big controversy is Shitas Rashi. Rashi in Erevin Davav and Daf Nun Tes that we'll see. Also has to be Dumia Demidbar. That's what we learn the Rishuyos from. So Dumia Demidbar means 600,000. 600,000 Jews use this as passage. Does that mean every day? Does that mean every week? Every month, not 100% clear, but that is Shitas Rashi, Shishim Ribo, and that is a huge kula, because Rashi is saying if you don't have that many people, that it's not going to be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, right? And many Arabs, throughout the world rely on this kula, of Rashi, because the only way that we're allowed to build what we call an Arab with the strings, what's called the Tzuras HaPesach, you have the two side posts and the top, is only if it's a Rishus HaRabim Darabanan. If something's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, so then you cannot build an Erev around that area. So there are some places in the world that need to rely on this, that it doesn't have to, it might have all the other requirements of Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't have 600,000. And that's why you could build an Erev. This day is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Memhei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what is Rishus HaRabim? He quotes 16 Amos wide. And in a Makura, in Lahem Choma, and even if it has a Choma, if it's open, if it's Mefulash Mishar Lashar, it's open from the two opposite sides, that's Rishus HaRabim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Stam. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol Shein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo Bechol Yom, language of the Shulchan Aruch, in a Rishus HaRabim. Any place that has 600,000 passing through each day, that is not a Rishus HaRabim. Mishnah Bura, V'af Shahaya Sham Od Eir, because you learned that from the Midbar, and even though the Midbar there were really more than 600,000, right? There's 2,600,000 men between 20 and 60. V'af Shahaya Sham Od Erev Rav V'Nashim V'Taf Lo Chashvinan El Masha Nimsa B'Kasa B'Feirish. Right? We only, as the Tosfos says, we only take into account what it says explicitly. Ule'inyan Halacha, right? In Mashba, he said, "Midasa Machaber." The fact that the Shulchan Aruch, the usual rules of the Shulchan Aruch is a stam shita and a yesh omrim. He's passing like the stam. But still, mikal makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, ein banu koach limchos biyad asomchen al deyazu. You can't protest those that rely on this. The deyazu gamkin lo dasi chidahu. Because it's not just Rashi. It's not just Rashi. Look in the Bir Halacha, and he quotes many other Rishonim that also hold this way, right here. And therefore he says, that's one kebi mekel, even baal nefesh yachbir. And then he does note that the b'chol yom line in the Shulchan Aruch is a chiddush. Chipasti b'chol harishonim ha'omdim b'shivtazu v'lo nizkar b'divreim t'nai zeh. Rak sheyu mitzuyim sham shishim ribo. Why every day? Every day? It has to be 600,000 in the vicinity. Right? They're not dafka passing by this every day, but that's, again, that is all category two. Category two, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. There's another requirement that the Ramban, there's an important Ramban in Erev and Daf Nun Tes, three columns of the Ramban. The Ramban there says it has to be publicly owned. If one person owns the area, it can't be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. That's another requirement, right? Legal ownership. That's what the Ramban says towards the end of the piece in Nun Tes of an Aleph. He says, there the sugya talks about Ir Shal Yachid, V'nasa Shal Rabim, V'chulu, and the opposite. Says the Ramban, the kivan der rishus kulo shel yachid umitoch rishuso hein ban l'tocha rishus hayachidi vein chayavan alav b'shabbes. Call rishus you kani liyachid ein chayavan alav mishum rishus rabim. Afal bicha rabim over in b'tochan. Even though, right? So that's another requirement that the Ramban says erev and daf nuntes. Next, the rishus rabim though only goes up till 10 tefachim, which is pretty short, right? Above 10 tefachim in a rishus rabim is makom p'tur. Is Malcolm Tours, no man's land. Right? That is Rishus HaRabim. Carmelis is basically anything that doesn't fit any of the other two categories. Meaning if it's not for Tfachim, if it should be a Rishus HaYachid, but it's too small. It's not four by four Tfachim. That's gonna be a Carmelis. Right? Or if it's between 3 and 9 Tfachim off the ground. Right? Within 3 Tfachim is Lovewood. That's Kilu, it's on the ground. So if it's above 3, but less than 10. So it doesn't have 10 tefach walls. That also is going to be a carmelis, right? You're missing one prat of being a rishus harabim or being a rishus yachid. If you have an open field, an empty lot, right? Any of those would be a carmelis, right? A carmelis is something that's missing one of the requirements, right? Ein lo machitzos, ein odom lo digli midbar, lavli hi lucha derabim avida. That's Carmelis. And Malcolm Tour is, but the Carmelis has to be, it could be, I missed the first example that I gave this before, it wasn't a good example, it's 4x4. I mean, it has to be a 4x4 area, that's the definition of a Rishus, but it's missing the Mechitzas, it's missing the amount of people. Less than that is Malcolm Tour. Less than that is a Malcolm Tour. If somebody has a platform in the street, that's a small platform, a small ledge, that's going to be a Malcolm Tour. Right, unless it's connected to some other rishus where it could be connected to a carbolus. So those are all the four rishuyos of Shabbos. We also have mechitzas that we just spoke about. A mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall. Already in this first Mishnah, we're going to talk about the difference between a Pesach and a Pirtza. Every enclosure has a door. You have to get in. You have to open and close it. You have to get in. But if it's so big, that's called a Pirtza. That's called a break. And that ruins the enclosure. That's more than 10 amos. The mission we're going to have later on, if there's a doorway that is more than 10 amos, right, that's what the mission says later on in the parak. Yudam abeis. Kol pirtza shi ke'eser amos, muteres. Bebedeishu ke'pesach. 10 amos or less is okay. Yeser mikan usher. But more than that, that ruins the enclosure. If it's more than 10 amos, between 15 and 20 feet, that ruins the enclosure. That's not a pesach, that is a pirtza. Another way to ruin the enclosure is if you have more open than closed. Paritz meruba ala omed. If you have more paritz, even if you don't have any area that is more than 10 amos break, but paritz meruba ala omed also is a problem. There are many halacha l'moshe b'sinais that we're going to come across through our travels through Maseches Erevin. Lovewood, right? Some of these came up in Shabbos and come up in Sukkah. Lovewood within 3 tefachim is considered as if it's connected. Good asik and good achis. Shooting the walls up and shooting the walls down, right? Symbolic, imaginary walls. If I have a mechitza, like we know by sukkah, sometimes people have their schach, and the schach don't reach the walls of the sukkah don't reach the schach. But as long as the schach is on top of the walls, we can imaginary shoot up the walls, good asik mechitza. or shoot down the walls, as long as the walls are within a certain proximity to the ground. Enough, as we'll see, enough so that goats can't walk through, right? You don't have Gideon Boken Bo, right? So then you can shoot them down as if they're on the, at least they're on the wall. As if they're on the ground. So we have Lavud, we have good Achis, we have good Asik, we have Pitikra Yored Vesosim. Pitikra is where you have a structure. We'll talk about exactly where you have a roof, and you're allowed to see the sides of the roof, the edges of the roof shooting down and closing the area under it. That's Pitikra. So obviously, there's no issue of goats walking through because there are no walls there. So there, you allowed to have walls. That can only be said by a flat roof, we'll see, not by a slanted roof. And finally, we have Tzuras HaPesach, which is a symbolic, it is a doorway, but even a symbolic door. Well, we have what we call Eruv. So we have all these poles, and we have a string on top of the poles. So that's Kilu, it's a doorway, as if we're enclosed. That's called Tzuras HaPesach, right? That is a strong form of enclosure as compared to just putting a board horizontally or vertically. We have a whole Tzuras HaPesach, so that is also creates an enclosure. We'll get to later on in the Masechta, Eruv Chatzeros, Eruv Tchumen. There's a lot of other important, again, almost all Dinim Durabanan. Almost all Dinim Durabanan. We'll get into sugis of Karpef. Sometimes you have a Rishus HaYachid. It should be a Rishus HaYachid. It's enclosed on all four sides. And fits all the other requirements, but it's huge. It's very big, and it wasn't made for residential purposes. So that could be midrabanan, considered like a rishus harabim. Karpef shlukaf ladira. So we'll have to talk about that too. And that also is very halakha l'maisa in terms of our Erevs. Okay, Atkan, the introduction to Maseches Erevin. Now let's get to Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph, if you've never opened up an Erevin in Yerushalmi, you've never done Erevin Daf Aleph. It's only started with Daf Beis. So today we start with Daf Aleph. Mavui. Mavui Shugavoa. So we have to remember Talmudic buildings, what was true in those days. Houses went into yards. They had yards, that houses opened up into yards, and then those yards opened up into alleyways. And those alleyways are like little driveways, or little alleyways, more than a driveway, but an alleyway. And there are two types of alleyways. One side was open to the street, which was a rabbin. So if both sides of the alleyway was open to the street, that's called a mavui mefulash, an open alleyway. But if it's closed on one side, it's a dead end. It's a dead end alleyway. And then those alleyways open up at the yards, which open up at the houses, that's called mavui sasum. A mavui sasum, a closed alleyway. The closed alleyway, as we know, as we just explained, according to Moshe Rishonim, that's Rishus Yachid Araisa. Rishus Yachid Araisa. Remember, according to the Rambam, it's not. According to the Rambam, you need something on that fourth side, midaraisa. But according to most Rishonim, it is a Rishus Arabim, Rishus Yachid Araisa, and therefore we have to, it's a Rishus Yachid Araisa. And therefore you could carry in this area Midaraisa. But Chazal were worried, you need a Tikkun on the fourth side, either because if you carry it within this area of the Mavui, which is semi-public, that you might have to carry within the street, you might not know the difference, or you might come to carry from the Mavui to the street. For either of those chashos, Chazal required that you do something on the fourth side. Something on the fourth side. Either a korah or a lechi. A korah is a cross beam across the top of the fourth side, or a lechi, a post. A post, a vertical post, on that side. And there is a discussion, as we'll have here, and even more so in the Bavli, what's the lundus, how that works, the lechi and the korah. Is it what we call hecker? It's to remind you. To remind you, before you go to the street, it's Shabbos, to remind you. Or it's mishum mechitza. It's ki'ilu, this lechi or korah, is going to, as if, be a wall on that side. So again, we'll see, the korah discussion, mechitza or hecker, and the Bavli also has the lechi discussion, and we'll see what the minimum sizes are. So all this is said also by the first Karbana Eda, by the two chashos that I just said. We welcome back the Karbana Eda, the Pnei Moshe, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky to Maseches Erevin. We thank them again for their presence. So that's what he discusses here in the first one. So here we go. Mavui shu gavol amal miyasher mama. So let's say mavui, and I put a crossbeam. I could put a crossbeam on the doorway, but it's above 20 amos. You gotta lower it down. Gotta lower it down. As we know from Sukkah, as we know from Chanukah, right? The three halachas, that have to do with 20 amos. You have to lower it down. Tosfos in Erevin wonders, why do we start off with a problem? Why don't we just say the din first? Why don't you say, if you have a fourth side, you have to put a lechi or a korah there? Why do we start off with, if you did it the wrong way, you have to put it there? Tosfos says, well, we want it to be parallel to the beginning of Masechta Sukkah. And then you might ask the question on Sukkah too. But Sukkah should be called about Master Mama. Right, so here we have Mavi. Mavi should call the Mama Master Mama. You have to make it lower, because Pasha Pshat, as the Gemara says, at least according to one of the days, the beginning of Sukkah, Lo Shota Ba'ena, right, you can't see it above 20 Amos, therefore you have to lower it so that it could function as its Heker. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech, Rabbi Yehuda says there is no need to lower it, you could have it above. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds not the reason of Heker, but the reason of Mechitza, and even if it's above 20 Amos, it could shoot down to be the symbolic Mechitza. Varacham Me'eser Amos, Yema'it. Also, if you have an enclosure, but the open space is wider than 10 amos, which we said in our introduction, that's called a pirtza, not a pesach. Right? If it's less than that, meaning even if you have something on the fourth side, if the gap is more than 10 amos, it's ruined, it's not enough. And therefore, yimah eight, you have to make that gap smaller. Look at the last few thin lines of the Karban Eidah. Tfei mehachi, more than 10 amos wide, lo mikri pesach el pirtza. That's called a break. That's not called a pesach. V'lo yoel hakera, danan pesach b'inan. Doesn't matter, hecker. You're only allowed to have a doorway. You can't have a break. El emk yish lo tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach, which we'll get to, right, which is defined as, the Gemara is going to say later on, kan mikan al gabehen, two side posts and one on top. So that is allowed to be even more than 10 amos. Right, and that's why many of our Erevs have Tzuras HaPesach much more than 10 Amos. Rabbi Yehuda would argue on this too. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it could even be wire. The Mishnah says, even though it's wider than 10 Amos, you don't have to make it smaller. That is the rule of Mavui. Okay, Gemara. Mavi Shugavol Me'asher Mama V'chulu. Rabbi Yossi said this anonymously. Ravacha B'Shem Rav. What's the source for the Rabbanan that say 20 Amos is the limit, and Rabbi Yehuda, who says it could even be more than 20 Amos. So, option one. Rabbanan yalfin lami pisach shel heichal. Rabbi Yehuda yalfin lami pisach ha'ulam. Where the Rabbanan learned it out from the doorway of the heichal. The doorway of the heichal going into the Kodesh was 20 Amos high. So you see from there, to be a Pesach, it's 20 Amos. That's it. You don't know anything more than that. Rabbi Yehuda says that the ulam was the hallway, the little area in front of the Heichal, when you go east to west from the Azara to the Heichal, you first pass through the Ulam, the hallway, and that's double. That's 40 Amos high. Right? 40 Amos high. I think it's by Sheni, right? Because the Mishnah Midos discuss it. Right? The first Beis HaMikdash is described in, the Mishkan is described in the Torah. The first Beis HaMikdash is described in Sefer Malachim. Second Beis HaMikdash is described in Maseches Midos. Third Beis HaMikdash, even though we don't understand it all, is described in Yecheskel. Right, so those are the four Makomos Kedusha, and they're not exactly the same. But the one that the Gemara most often discusses is by Sheni, which is the Mishnayos and Midos. So here in Midos, you have 20 Amos the Heichal, 40 Amos for Rabbi Yehuda, for the Ulam. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Imi Pesach Ulam, if that's the Makar from the doorway of the Ulam, Dayabar Ba'amama. So it should have a maximum 40. Right? De Tanina Taman, because that's what it says in Midos, Pesach Ulam, Gavar Ba'amama, Verochav Esther Mama. And yet, we know, we have a brisa that says, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Afil Abraham Chavishimama. We have a brisa that says, there's no limit for Rabbi Yehuda. It can be as tall as you want. But if the source is the Ulam, it should have a limit, 40 Amos. Tani Bakabar Afil Mea Amma, 100 Amos. So, try number one is out, try number two. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Why do the Rabbanan say 20, Rabbi Yehuda say 40? Amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yehuda Kedaiti, Rabbanan Kedaiteon. They're Lishitaso, using another halachic principle. The Tanina Taman, we learned in the Mishnah later on, and we had this at the end of Masechta Shabbos also. Let's say you have an overpass. You have an overpass going over a road. So it's blocked on two sides, right? It's like a bridge. It's blocked on two sides, and the cars go through. Rabbi Yehuda, in that case, applies the principle that we mentioned, Pitikra Yori Visosim. Even over Rishus HaRabim, you could shoot down. You could shoot down the other sides. So that's what's going on here. Rabbi Yehuda is using the principle, if you have the cross beam at the front of the Mavui, why it works, even if it's very high, because of the principle of Pitikra Yoreh V'Sosein. Right? V'chein German Mufulashim. the gesharim, bridges that are open on two sides, metaltlan tachtayim b'Shabbos, you're still allowed to carry under on Shabbos. Pitikra div Rebbe Yehuda. V'chamosu, and the chamos say, no, you're not allowed to. Not that they reject this principle totally. They just say, you can't have it over Rishus HaRabim. You can't have pitikra over Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbanim would argue. So heich, so just like heich demad detaymer taman, just like over there, at roe es hatikra, we changed the word. Right, that's the girsa of the Pnei Moshe. At roe es hatikra, kilu yoredes Rishus HaMes, just like in that case of the bridge, of the overpass, you view the roof as if it shoots down. Alfacha at roe es hatikra, kilu yoredes Rishus HaMes. So to here, you view the cross beam as if it goes down, as if it goes down. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds, Rabbi Yehuda hold mishum mechitza, and mishum mechitza you could have pitikra yoreh v'sosei. The Rabbanan would say pitikra is meaningless here. You need a mishum heker, and mishum heker it's too high, and therefore even if you would say pitikra in this case, right? I say maybe they don't hold it in this case by Rishus HaRabim. Even if you would say it in this case, it doesn't work because you need a mishum heker. Need a mishum heker. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says a different reason why it wouldn't apply because. Time of Delamrina Pitikra Mishum de Ain Kora Ela Rechava Tefach. Uberechava Dalid Kide Makom Modu. Right? If it's, how wide is your Tikra? If it's only one Tefach wide, another reason why the Rabbanim might argue. You don't say Pitikra if the roof is only one Tefach wide. You need it to be wider than that to say Pitikra. In any case, the Rabbanim do not say that here. And that is the root of the Machlokas. Not source of the Beis HaMikdash, but number two, Pitikra, that's the source. He died to Rabbi Yehuda Besoki, he died to Bemavui, and this is the shita why the Rabbi Yehuda would also say it by Sukkah, and not only by Mavui. He died to Rabbanan Besoki, he died to Bemavui, they would say it there, too. Meaning, the same shita, not that it's exactly, you don't say Pitikra by a Sukkah, but it just means, just like he allows 20, above 20 amos by a Mavui, he allows it by a Sukkah, that could be for a different reason, but so to the Rabbanan would not allow it above. Velodamia, and they're not exactly the same. So the Karban Eidah has it as a question. They're not exactly the same, but the Pnei Moshe has it as a statement. He just says, you should know that even though we're comparing Sukkah and Mavi regarding Lamala Meyaser Mama, they're not the same regarding other halachas. So we'll go with that reading. Velodamia, yesh dvarim k'sherim b'sukkah u'psulim b'mavi. K'sherim b'mavi, u'psulim b'sukkah. Right, there are some that are kosher in one area and possible in another area. So first the Gemara gives three examples of something kosher in Sukkah and possible in Mavi. Number one. Dukranin. What are Dukranin? The Karban Eidah says, Kanim Mifutsalim. Some type of branched reeds. Branched reeds that you put on top of a wall to support the schach. Or to support the, whatever you're putting on. So it raises, basically raises the roof. These branched reeds that hold the schach in place. So Dukranin, Kshirim B'Sukkah, that's okay in Sukkah. Why? Because in Sukkah, even if the schach is not touching the walls, right? If it's above, we know that's why I mentioned good asig mechitzta, right? It goes up. So these reeds on top of your walls will be kosher by sukkah, upsulim mavui, will be possible in mavui, because a raised kora, the mavui wall is, it would not be good enough if it's raised from the, walls of the mavui. Vitani came. Hey, if you bring these reeds, that's chiluk number one. The Gemara just adds, obviously, it's only if the reeds raise the board, whatever it is, above three tfachim, above the wall. If it's within three tfachim, that's not called raised. That's lavud, as we've said, and therefore it's kiilu, it's attached. And also, the reeds themselves are not four tefachim wide. Because if the reeds themselves are four tefachim wide, if the reeds are four tefachim wide, then it's also okay. Why? Because then the reeds would just be called an extension of the wall. So it's not called that the roof is above, the kor is above the wall. No, it's on the wall. Because the reeds, if they're so wide, is just called the hemshich of the wall. That is all number one. Number one, something that's kosher by sukkah and pasul by mavui, putting these branched reeds on top. Number two, tefanos. What's the case of tefanos? So the Karban Eidah explains. What's the case of tefanos? You have two perfect walls and the third one even a tefach. Right? Two and a little bit. That's tefanos. So it's kiris b'sukkah. We know that's halacha moshe v'sinai. But what's the minimum walls by sukkah? Two and a little. Upsulos by Mavui, but by Mavui, that's not good enough. Right? Mavui, you have to be surrounded by three, and then you can add on a little. But Tani Keshteh, Shaim Kilchasan, and Shizafil works by Sukkah. Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi Yochanan even says, Shtaim Shal Arba Arba Tvachim, Vishlishes Afilo Tefach Kasher. By Sukkah, you could even have, you know, your two walls that you have, you don't even need two full walls. You could have a four Tefach board. To be four Tefach, a wall, minimum length for a Sukkah is seven Tvachim. So if you have a four tefach long wall, that's rove of a wall. So in certain cases, that can be called a wall. So by sukkah, you can even be really mako. Four by four, four with a four with a little bit, and that for sure is not good by mavi. Uba mavi, yashi magufath, me'arba ruchosav. It's gotta be enclosed by, on all four sides. Three full and one little bit. Right? By sukkah, not for now, but sukkah, we have so many kulas regarding the structure of sukkah. Within three, missing air, there's messages to that. Why there are so many kulas by sukkah. That's number two. Number two, what exists by, what's kosher by sukkah, not by mavi. Racha, me'asar amos, also. If somebody has a doorway, an opening, I should say, more than 10 amos wide, sukkah, kshira, mavi, pasul. Because remember, by sukkah, you could have the whole side not there. Right? And it's still kosher. Next. And now the opposite. The opposite. Are there cases that is pasul in sukkah and kosher in mavi? The following. We have three cases also. If somebody stretches out reeds that are attached to the ground, so it's pasul schach. Remember, schach have to be grow from the ground, detached from the ground, and not makabel tumah. The three requirements. So here, if you brought all of this pasul schach, so that's going to be pasul for sukkah. Even though for mavui it's fine, right? The cross beam is allowed to be attached. Had the same rabbi sasayim. And by the way, all of this only applies if the area of the mavui is up until beis asayim, right, which is a large area. This is getting to what I mentioned earlier. Avol yoz beis asayim, if it's larger than a beis asayim, then naasis kimechitza shehukfa lizraim shemutal taltaba elaba arba amos. We'll have to get back to this, Hashem, later in the Masechta. If it's larger, even if you have an enclosed area, but if it's very large and it was not made for residential usage, then you're not allowed to carry with dalet amos within it. So again, the average mavui probably doesn't fit this. The average mavui, you know, it is made for residential usage. You play around in there, you walk in there. But if you have a case that's larger, that's not, then that would be a problem. Number one. Number two, what else is kosher for mavui and pasul for schach? Chamasa merubah b'tzelasa. Right? If you have the more sun than shade. Right? That obviously it's pasul in a sukkah and fine in a mavui. Sukkah psula, mavui kosher. And finally, sukkah makura. If you have a roofed sukkah, right, psula, mavui, makura, kasher. Right, if you have a roof on the sukkah, that ruins it. You need schach. But mavui, makura, that's fine. Then you might not even need the fourth wall if the roof goes out a certain amount. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And then we'll continue as we had a haschala in Maseches Erevin.